Pizza Hotline to talk about it. Good morning, Noel. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I just got to say, Kenny really nailed those off the start there.
There's nothing better than hearing your own goals described on the radio, right? And when you're playing in the games, you never hear it. So I don't know if he actually ever sends you the calls, but there you go. If you ever need a copy as your ringtone or whatever, just let us know and we'll send it along.
My mom might like that. I don't know if I could do that for my own phone, though.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations. It's unbelievable. You had a great career here in Ottawa. Before we reflect upon that, just kind of take us through your feelings after signing a contract with the Marlies on the weekend.
I'm really excited, and I'm happy. I know this is tough times around the world right now, but for me to get good news like that and to be able to sign, it's really nice for me and relieving. So I'm really excited, and Toronto's my hometown as well, so I'm really happy I can stay home.
Noel, from a team standpoint, last year you lost to Guelph in the final. This year looked like you're on another run. I guess how tough was it to take? You didn't expect to be back as an overage, but to have the season you guys were having and all of a sudden to have it stolen away.
Yeah, it's never easy. Our slogan for the last 3 years has kind of been process and attitude, reward talent. And I think that last year we lost to Guelph in the finals, but we had a lot of players that returned, and we learned a lot from that experience, and that was part of the process. I think we were going to bring a lot of what we learned last year into this year, and we were going to have a great run. So it's really disappointing that we didn't get to finish it out, but at the end of the day, this is bigger than hockey, so...
With Noel Hoffenmeyer, the 67s, who signed a contract with the Toronto Marlies on the weekend. Take us through the process. You know, you were drafted by Arizona, didn't end up, getting signed by them. You go through your entire overage year, and as it comes to an end, albeit an early end, earlier than anybody wanted, kind of take us through the process of when the Marlies reached out and when you decided to sign the deal.
It happened pretty quickly, actually. It's kind of 2 days, and we got it done. It wasn't a long process. Marlies are a great organization to develop and to kind of take points of your game and work on them and bring them to that next level. And they have all the tools to do that. And it was a great fit for me. I want to be able to take my game to the next level. And they have the great opportunity to do that.
A year later, Noel, how much better and bigger and stronger are you? And after putting up 82 points, how much more are you ready for the American Hockey League?
I think this year was huge for me. Having the coaching staff that we did, they helped me a lot preparing my game for next year and what the future was going to be after this season. Since they came in, they've been trying to get me to play that pro game. And I think throughout this year, again, my game got a lot better and I improved and made strides forward.
As you kind of project yourself ahead next year, you've signed with the Marlies. What are your expectations of the difference between playing and especially as a fifth year player in the Ontario Hockey League and now making the jump to pro hockey? What do you think that's going to be like?
When I was with Arizona, I was in Tucson for a bit at the end of one season. I got to watch some of the games and watch how fast the game was and how they took care of their bodies, how the players down there acted and prepared themselves for games. And I think that's going to help me a lot, kind of bring that to next year where I can kind of relate to it more because I've seen it firsthand how they acted and prepared themselves.
Does the dream now become earn an NHL contract with Toronto and ultimately play for Toronto in the NHL?
Yes, for sure. That's the dream starting now, I guess. It would be amazing to do that. So a lot of hard work is in between now and then, but I'm happy I can sign with the Marlies and get that started.
With Noel Hoffenmeyer. All right, so cards on the table. You grew up in Toronto. Did you grow up a Leafs fan?
I was never really a Leafs fan, but everyone around me was. All my friends were, and so I kind of always watched their games when I was younger, and my dad had season tickets, so I'd always go watch the Leafs games with my dad and my family.
Hang on, you're a hockey player. You're growing up in Toronto, and the Leafs aren't your favorite. Who is your favorite team?
My dad's a huge Montreal fan, and my mom's from Ottawa, and she was an Ottawa fan. So
okay.
My brother picked Ottawa, and I picked Montreal growing up. But
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, now we know. I didn't know that about you. So you'd be the very rare, as you said, all your friends were Leaf fans. You'd be the rare guy that that was cheering for somebody else.
Yeah, that's mostly on my dad. He kind of got a little bit brainwashed into that, but I stuck with him throughout the years. So.
Gotcha.
Noel, what do you need to work on to not only the American League, but to achieve your goal of playing in the National Hockey League?
I think a big thing for me is my skating. I think throughout this last summer working with Derek, I think my skating improved. But at the end of the day, it's something that can never be perfect and always needs work on. And I think that that's a big step that will really take my game to the next level.
So as you're going through, you're trying to live a life like everybody else is right now, you know, staying at home and trying to do the best you can, and for you, trying to prepare to start your pro hockey career, hopefully in the fall. How are you able to like, what are you doing to sort of A, keep busy, but B, to get yourself in shape?
The training staff with Ottawa, Sean Young and Derek Miller from Canadian Strength and Next Gen, they've been really good on that front. They've been sending us workouts and skills stuff to do at home, and they've been keeping us in line and keeping us up to date. And if you follow them, you'll be in good shape and you'll be ready for whatever happens. So I've been doing that, and it's been working out well for me so far.
What sort of a setup do you have at home as far as kind of an ability to work out either in the basement or the garage? Kind of describe what you've got.
The first day I was home, my dad wasn't too happy because I did something in the backyard and kind of tore up his back lawn a bit, so he hasn't really forgiven me for that yet. But
what did you do?
It was like a jumping workout that Sean gave us, so it doesn't require too many machines or anything like that. You can do it with kind of a box or something to jump onto, and not that hard to kind of make shift.
Right.
Over the 5 years here, Noel, how much, and no disrespect to the previous group, but how much did this program here in Ottawa improve to where it sounds like it flat out maybe the best in all of junior hockey?
Yeah, it's amazing. Before, it's a different culture now than it was before, and it's a little bit different outlook on how it's run. I think that all three of our coaches now have had experience at a higher level, and they can relate to what they brought a lot of parts from the higher levels down to our system, and it really makes our organization a real world class organization. How the players are treated, how everyone's treated is fantastic.
All right. To wrap up, and now that Ottawa's in the rearview mirror as far as playing hockey here goes, to kind of take us through the time you came to town as a 16-year-old, and you graduate as a 21-year-old. To tell us how your life has changed, and kind of reflect upon your time with the 67s.
It's crazy how time flies. When I was 16 and I came in, the older guys would say, "Enjoy your time because it goes by fast." And being a young kind of cocky kid, I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. It's, I've got 4 years here. I'm going to enjoy it. It's not going to go by fast. But then having it over now, it really does fly by fast. And it's crazy how quickly it goes by unexpectedly. My time in Ottawa was amazing. The fans were unbelievable. The way the city came around our team and kind of picked us up throughout the playoffs last year and throughout all 5 years was really fantastic, and it's something that I'll remember for my whole life.
Is there a lasting memory from your time here in Ottawa that you have, that when you think about when you're 50 and you got kids of your own, or 70, you got grandkids, when you think back to your time here in Ottawa, what will you think of?
I think it's pretty rare to have two OAs that spend all 5 years together, and before Hudson got traded too, he was here the whole time too. So just having 5 years with Austin Keating and being able to grow with them throughout those 5 years was something really special to me, and his friendship is something that I'll remember forever.
All right. Awesome. Well, listen, congratulations. That's a great accomplishment for you to get started on your pro career. You, like all of us, are hoping that hockey returns in the fall, I'm sure, but you'll get on the ice at some point, somehow, some way. We'll be following along. Congratulations on a great career with the 67s, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you guys very much. Have a great day. All right.